Brian from New York. Do we still have you, Brian? Okay, very good. Before I go on to the next caller, Ron from Michigan, would you just hold on for a minute? Because I want to take a moment to remind people that freedom isn't free. Our forefathers paid a dear price in toil and treasure and blood so that we could be free. And the price of freedom is eternal vigilance. And if we don't stay on the stick and allow it to slip away, it's going to be expensive to regain it. And if you know of somebody doing a better job than the Republic Broadcasting, support them. But if you're like me and don't see anybody out there doing a better job, I would strongly suggest that you do what you can to support Republic Broadcasting. Send them what you can at 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S, Suite 100. That's in Round Rock, Texas, where the zip code is 78664. I'm going to give you that one more time. 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S, Suite 100. That's Round Rock, Texas, where the zip code is 78664. And make your checks and money orders payable to CSIN, that's Christian Soldiers Informing Neighbors. That's what that acronym is. Don't spell it out, just put CSIN. Because it's important that we do what we can to bolster those who are really taking a stand against this new world order. You're not going to find your television stations, ABC, NBC, CBS, Turner Broadcasting, any of those are not really interested in the truth. They're interested in perpetuating their goal of world government. You two may call in today at 1-800-313-9443. Ron from Michigan, please, go ahead.
Hi, Jack. How are you doing?
I got your book. Step right into it.
I got your book about 4 years ago. Very informative. Very informative. I got your book about 4 years ago. You made some copies available quite a while ago, 3 or 4 years ago.
Yes, I did, and I'm about out of copies, but John's getting them printed up again, and he should have some soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I have to say I'm very grateful for his support in that. I didn't write that for it to sit on the shelf. I want more people. I want people to read it. I want information to get out so that everybody can understand what we're up against and who it is that's doing it. Because for the most part, a lot of people who find out about this great conspiracy for a new world order believe that it is the Jews behind it. And if they don't find out about the false Jews, there will be a backlash against innocent people.
Right. What I wanted to fill in for, there's quite a few passages in Kings in the Bible concerning what King Joshua had to go up against back in about 850 B.C. And what happened, I think it was when King Saul let the Kenites into the Levite priest class back in about 1070 B.C., and by the time of King Joshua, they were putting up obelisks and worshiping Molech, and they had a temple, homosexual prostitutes in the temple, and all this stuff was going on about 850 B.C., and he burned them out, but I don't think he got them all, you know.
We've got a break coming up. You want to hold over, Ron?
Sure.
We'll be right back.
Hey, Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Welcome back. We're talking to Ron from Michigan. Ron, you were talking about some scriptures in Kings that you wanted to touch on. Can you give us the essence of that?
What the essence was that King Joshua rebelled against this Canaanite clan that had taken over the priest class, and they'd really polluted the Hebrew religion, he thought, and so he burned them all. They had, you know, male prostitutes in the temple, and they were worshiping the Molech, all god, and, you know, they had the obelisk all over the place, and
That's all Babylonian mysticism.
Right. Well, it was before Babylon, about 300 years. To, you know, it's an old, old religion. It was probably older than the Hebrew religion, you know. So just, you know, it's in Kings. I'm not much of a religious guy, but I've read that, and it's rather frightening to know it was that around that old, that long ago, you know. So what the Khazars adopted was probably, you know, the carrying forward of the secret religion that's been around since, you know, from a long time ago.
Well, much of it happened when the Hebrew children were taken to Babylon in, what was it, 605 B.C.?
Well, I don't know. This Kings was a couple hundred years before that, and it's all in there.
But when they were taken to Babylon, mm-hmm. That's where Daniel was thrown into the lion's den.
Right.
And the oral tradition, the written tradition was the Ten Commandments that were inscripted on, was it Mount Zion?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then there was the oral tradition that was given to the people through Aaron. And that oral tradition, while they were in Babylon, was corrupted and written down into 63 books called the Talmud. And it was this Talmud that was revived and embraced by these false Jews from Caesarea.
Correct, yes.
But, and it is disgusting.
But the aspects of pedophilia in the Talmud, it's coming from an earlier time and an earlier religion, That's all I wanted to say.
Yes, that is where it is. That's how it got corrupted. Okay, thank you very much for your call, Ron.
All right, bye.
Aaron from Colorado, please.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
You had a caller a few minutes ago that was looking for a book that sets this all up and explains it.
Yes.
I got a new one called The Synagogue of Satan by Andrew Carrington Hitchcock with a foreword by Tex Mars. And Tex Mars was on RBN talking about this book, I think on Rick Adams' show about a week ago. It goes over the secret history of the Jewish world domination and the fake Jews and goes through Zionism. I just got into it. I just got the book when I heard him on Rick Adams, and I'm about 20% into it. But it explains, I think, what that gentleman was asking about.
Yes, there are a couple other texts that I think are significant. It was in the year 1798 that John T. Robison, who was the professor of natural philosophy at the University of Edinburgh and Secretary General to Scotland's Royal Society. He was the quintessential scientist of his era with great understanding in many sciences and arts. And it was Professor Robison that published a book called Proofs of a Conspiracy. Now, Adam Weishaupt had invited him to join the insiders, but Robison only feigned interest in order to gain more information about the conspirators' plan. And it was Professor Robison who wrote, quote, "I have been able to trace these attempts made through a course of 50 years under the specious pretext of enlightening the world by the torch of philosophy and of dispelling the clouds of civil and religious superstition which keep the nations of Europe in darkness and slavery. And I have observed these doctrines gradually diffusing and mixing with all the different systems of Freemasonry, till at last an association has been formed for the express purpose of rooting out all the religious establishments and overturning all the existing governments of Europe." And then the next year, in 1799, there was a French monk named the Abbe Augustin Barrel, who published a four-volume treatise on the same subject that was entitled Memoirs Illustrating the History of Jacobinism. And now, it was never translated into English until very recently. But both of those are good texts, and both of those are available.
Yeah, this one, The Synagogue of Satan, goes over proofs of a government, of a conspiracy against all the religions and governments of Europe. Like you were talking about, that's on page 38 of The Synagogue of Satan. It starts and talks exactly about what you just said, how he was invited to become part of the Illuminati, and he joined to learn about it, and then he decided to tell the truth and wrote that book. So you're right on about that. Another good book is Kodiak Magic by Tex Mars as well, and you can buy that on the RBN website.
Oh, Codex Magica? Yeah.
Yeah. And then another one is Bloodlines of the Illuminati by Fritz Springmeier.
He's in jail.
He's in prison for bank robbery. Exactly. He's a political prisoner.
He never robbed a bank.
Of course not.
What he did was tell the truth, and they hate that.
That's an excellent book.
When you lie, you don't want the truth out there countermanding it. You want people to believe it, and that's exactly why they got Fritz all jammed up in the system.
Yeah, exactly.
Have anything else, Aaron?
No, thank you very much for doing what you're doing. And
thank you, sir.
We're trying to get out the truth, too.
Yes. God bless you. I appreciate that.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we got another caller, Greg from New York. Go ahead, Greg.
Yes, hello. Yeah, I want to thank you folks here at RBN and Jack, you for putting exposing this information out there on the truth of what's really taking place in this country and around the world. And these conspiracies are really put out this information so that people and get it exposed. I was referring to the fellow that called from New York about a website that he could go to Biblical, where he could check things out on that, which is loaded with information for him. And it would be all right if I gave that website. It would be www.biblebelievers.org, and he would find links galore on the information he's looking for, which is biblical, which would refer him to all the information he needs. And I want to thank you very much, Jack, for you and RBN again, and have a good day.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
The Rothschild legacy continues today. Ellen? Okay. It started with Meyer Amschel Bauerberg, who adopted the Rothschild name. Now, Junior recognized his brother Nathan's superior financial acumen and passed the mantle on to Nathan, who held the post until his death in 1836. Then Nathan's eldest son, Lionel Rothschild, became the managing executive of N.M. Rothschild & Son. His son, Nathan Meyer Rothschild, succeeded him in 1879 and became the first Lord Rothschild. And when he died in 1915, the successor became Lionel Walter Rothschild, who held the reins until his passing in 1937. And the head of the London office of N.M. Rothschild & Son was turned over to Meyer Victor Rothschild. And he, in turn, passed the mantle on to Jeroboam Rothschild, who changed his name to George Mandel. Now, we got a call coming in from Dylan of Texas. Go ahead, Dylan.
Good afternoon, my brother. Can you hear me?
Just fine. Go ahead.
I just want to back you up and to help fill in the dots of who's who. I just have one dot to throw out here. A few years ago, I went to the World Zionist Organization website and got some of the information that they promote. And their website is www.wzo.org, or at least it was. And they had a link to Khazaria.com. Khazaria spelled Khazaria. And the World Zionist website celebrates the Ashkenazi heritage of most of today's modern Jewry and cites the old Khazarian kingdom as ancestral land of Ashkenazi Jews, and no one debates that the Ashkenazim are the majority of modern Jewry. They brought us Yiddish. It's interesting that someone mentioned, you mentioned that it's that Semitic, the word Semitic is now considered among a lot of circles just to represent a language group. Well, it's interesting, isn't it? Out of bankers and government leaders and captains of industry, what language other than English might a lot of people speak, sir?
Yiddish.
Right, Yiddish. The Ashkenazi Jews brought us Yiddish. And, of course, you mentioned that Ashkenaz was son of Gomer, descendant of Japheth, son of Noah, not Shem, but Japheth. So Ashkenaz wasn't Semitic. Khazars established enclaves in the areas of Russia, Poland, and Germany. In 861 A.D., the Khazar king adopted Judaism. Khazaria was a powerful commercial mercenary society. The imperial governments of Christian Byzantium and Muslim Persia were busy lobbying King Bulan. Saint Cyril had come in 860 offering conversion to him and the new Cyrillic script alphabet. King Bulan refused the script alphabet. By 900 AD, Aramaic script flourished in Khazaria, representing their Turkish tongue.
Hold on a minute, Dylan. We're going to break. We'll be right back, folks. Please stay tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Welcome back to the National Intel Report. This is Jack Otto sitting in for John Stattmiller. We're currently talking with Dylan from Texas here, and I would like to ask Dylan to be patient with me for just a moment while I inform our listening audience that I have my own program on Saturday nights at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, that's 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. Central, I guess it's daylight time now. And we try to take a bite out of the Illuminati every chance we get. You can call in at 1-800-313-9443 and be part of the program. I'm going to give you my home phone number, but I'm going to ask that you not call here until after I get off the air at 7 o'clock here in another half an hour. My home phone number is area code 313-582-2481. Dylan, go ahead. Continue with what you were talking about, please.
Well, I was presenting some historic facts that really are not debated. Like I said, a majority of this information I obtained from the World Zionist website, and they celebrate the Ashkenazi heritage of most of today's Jewry, and the Ashkenazim, originating from the old Khazar kingdom and established themselves in Russia, Poland, and Germany. And along the way, the king adopted Judaism, and he adopted the He refused the Cyrillic script, and he adopted an Aramaic script for their Turkish tongue. And this morphed into, it either was the predecessor of, I'm not exactly sure how it became the German, but obviously these people settled in German-speaking areas, and so they brought with them their script. It'd be like if we went to live in China, we'd be using the English alphabet to try to represent Chinese sounds. And so they brought with them the Aramaic script, what we call modern Hebrew, which the king had adopted in 860 or 861 thereabouts, and by 900 AD, their whole kingdom was using this Aramaic script. So by the time that Yiddish-speaking Jews had enclaves in Germany, and no one debates that Yiddish-speaking Jews had enclaves in Germany for hundreds of years, and it is simply a fact now that this league of men who are predominantly Zionists, many of them Jews, speak Yiddish among whatever other language they speak, Russian or English. And a really good book also, a historical perspective, is called The History of the Jewish Khazars. And this is by Dunlop, D.M. Dunlop. Princeton University Press from 1954. Not only is it a good source itself, it references hundreds of other books.
That name was Dunlop?
Yeah, D like David, D-U-N-L-O-P, Dunlop. It's The History of the Jewish Khazars. I don't think it's very hard to get a hold of.
Another interesting source of information is your local library. If you go to your library and look in three reference texts, the first one is the Jewish Encyclopedia. The second one would be the Universal Jewish Encyclopedia. And the third I would recommend is Encyclopedia Judaica. You look up Rothschilds and Khazars, and it's most informative. They come out and lay it right out for you to believe. They didn't really realize that it would be our text as much as it is their text. It's like that Tragedy and Hope that was written by Bill Clinton's mentor, a guy named Carroll Quigley, who had access to the Illuminati's internal records for 2 years and wrote that book, Tragedy and Hope. Now, it was a very overly starched rendition of history designed primarily for the insiders, but it's not the insiders that have that book and reading it. It's us. We've got more copies of that than they do. Anything else, Dylan?
Oh, just y'all bless you, brother.
And you, sir. Thanks for your call. Going back to some of this history, and they operate from behind front organizations, and Masonry is one of them. And among the very primary forces of Masonry was 33rd degree Mason Albert Pike. He was born in Boston, Massachusetts on December 29, 1809. The man had an impressive intellect. He was a Harvard graduate and the master of 16 languages. Later in life, Pike became revered by fellow Masons for authorship of their text called Morals and Dogma. And now most Masons are unaware that their order is based on ancient mysticism from Babylon, Egypt, and Phoenicia, and dedicated to those religions' deity, the sun god. Now they would have their members pursuing light as an analogy to reason, but Pike understood and reveled in the satanic implications of sun worship or light worship. And on page 321 of that book, Morals and Dogma, Albert Pike says clearly, and I quote, "Lucifer, the light bearer, Lucifer, the son of the morning, it is he who bears the light, and with it splendors intolerable, blinds feeble, sensual, or selfish souls doubt it not," end of quote. We've got a break coming up. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
This is the Intelligence Report. Jack Otto sitting in for John Stadtmiller. We're talking about the Illuminati and some of its front organizations. We just touched on Albert Pike, 33rd degree Mason, who wrote their text Morals and Dogma. And I wanted to go on to say that Albert Pike wrote a letter to his Illuminati superior, the founder of the Mafia, one Giuseppe Mazzini. Now, this letter was dated August 15, 1871. And in that letter were the objectives of three world wars formulated by him between the years of 1859 and 1871. Now, this letter used to hang in the British Museum Library in London until the year 1977. It disappeared from display immediately after Rothschild joined the board of directors of the museum. Now, according to Pike, the First World War was designed to destroy Tsarist Russia and convert that country into a stronghold of atheistic communism. It was to be instigated by agitating the differences between Germany and England. Afterward, communism was to be strengthened to the point that it could be used to destroy other governments and weaken religion. And we can see that World War One came off just exactly as it was planned back in 1871. Now, the Second World War was to be fomented through the manipulation of the differences which existed between the German nationalists and the political Zionists. This was to result into an expansion of USSR influence and their establishment of the State of Israel. And during the Second World War, communism was to be enlarged and strengthened to the point that it equaled United Christendom. And at that point, it would be contained and held in check. And we can see that World War II came off just exactly as Albert Pike had planned in the year 1871. So in references to World War III, Albert Pike planned that they would stir up the differences between the Jewish nationalists and the leaders of the Muslim world. Now, the purpose of that war was to destroy Jewish nationalism utilized to foment the Second World War. The remaining nations will fight themselves into a state of complete exhaustion, physically, mentally, spiritually, and economically, and destroy each other's governments and religion. And it was Pike that planned that after the Third World War, that they would unleash the nihilists and the atheists and provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, the origin of savage, and the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization and the multitude disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the pure light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer. Now, that was what Albert Pike had planned for World War III. It's a result from a general reactionary movement. Now, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. Now, again, I want to say that this letter from General Albert Pike, 33rd degree Mason, to his Illuminati superior, Giuseppe Mazzini, used to hang in the British Museum of Natural History in the library there until Baron Rothschild became a director. Now, I want you to note that the foregoing movement is intended to be a reaction. In revolutionary circles, it is the reaction to an incident that is planned and prepared for more than the staged incident. Usually, bureaucratic politicians cry for more power to solve some problem that they've artificially created when they really want that power in order to dominate. We have Robert from Arizona. Please join us, Robert.
Hello, Jack.
Go for it.
Couple questions. Whether Pike was the author of those ideas or whether he was just another person translating a plan that's been out there for some period of time, I think people in the Liberty Movement and the Patriot Movement get caught up in all the detail and they completely ignore the Pearl of Great Price, which to me is the Bill of Rights.
Well,
whether we have, you know, whether we have a surviving national government or we end up in state governments, the one thing to insist upon is that the Bill of Rights is preserved and strengthened. I think there needs to be another amendment added to the Bill of Rights for anybody that would ensure its survival that would have something along the lines of something called known as a parenting amendment. And if you do a Google search for parenting amendment, you'll find my ideas online. I feel that we need to create a system of accountability in order to rein in government. And the only way that works...
Oh, that's a wonderful idea, but how do you rein them back in once they've got the bit machine?
Well, this is something that people are going to have to insist upon before the day comes when they're told that their only option is a national ID card or destruction. And on that day of judgment, and I think there needs to be some sort of an internet movement that starts propagating out there without any leadership, but just kind of an amorphous idea that propagates out there that that there needs to be an insistence that what people have fought thousands and thousands of years for to secure, that that won't be washed away in the blink of an eye. And I think I noticed that the 911 truth movement, ironically enough, has brought together elements from right and left, from all over the spectrum, that recognize that we are in the final hour, if not the final minutes, before the bell strikes at midnight. And there needs to be, quite simply explained in less than a minute, there needs to be a system whereby the people are given a bill and the county is responsible for collecting it. And then the state figures its bill and submits it to the county. And if the county approves it, if and only if they approve it, then they fund it. And then that the federal requests, if there be any, are submitted to the states, and the states approve it or disapprove it. And it needs to be that way.
Yes, it does, and it started out that way.
Well, it didn't really go all the way that way. It was kind of in that direction, but it never really took hold. You know, the roots were torn loose the minute Washington put troops into Pennsylvania to extract a whiskey tax in one part of the country. You know, the revolution died the day the whiskey rebellion was put down.
That was a French attempt to bring in their leftist Illuminati kind of operation.
Well, I think on just simpler terms, something that more people can understand is that, and even Washington was good at pointing this out, that government is force. And if in fact government is force, then the people need to be in control of that force.
Absolutely.
And unfortunately, as soon as Washington was elected, the average man went back to tending his affairs. And because they did a divide-and-conquer thing and only attacked a small group of people in one geographical area and went after their concentrated revenues in the form of whiskey, which they had to do because, of course, people in rural Pennsylvania in the mountains didn't have a good highway and rail system to export their corn and make a living other ways, that was their only way of getting money out. Well, once that happened and that was accepted as being common everyday occurrence, then of course it was just a matter of time before the North decided they were going to tax the South on their agricultural exports to fund the entire nation, you know, federally speaking. And the result there, as we know, is the war of Northern aggression, or the Civil War, as some people mistakenly believe.
I think the war of Northern aggression is more appropriate.
Yeah, and I think while it might be good to point out the steps along the way to which a handful of manipulators have gotten us to the point where we are, I think that every day we need to emphasize a solution. And to me, there are two things. I think one of the solutions is universal debt forgiveness. I mean, this whole system that will allow us to go into the next phase of what might be called slavery will be somebody trying to call a debt on something that's horribly fraudulent to begin with. And we need to go back to the biblical principle of debt forgiveness. I think you probably know that part of the Bible better than I do.
And I think what you were talking about at the very beginning of this conversation about those pearls, the Bill of Rights, I think we can kiss them goodbye. They're already gone pretty much.
No, but we need to insist that they be reinstituted. And there are people that have talked about this for years. There's one libertarian author by the name of L. Neil Smith who talks about a concept known as Bill of Rights enforcement. And it's an idea. It's a concept. It's something worth keeping.
The problem is you can't get people to insist upon anything because you can't get them all together on any issue. Communication. He who has the television and the newspapers that can drive people to do things, and they use that against us. You start taking a look at those Bill of Rights, and you go right down the list of the Bill of Rights. Number one, freedom of speech. The debt bears words we may not say.
I understand the problem. Yeah.
You may not carry a piece unless you have a license from the government. How on earth can they demand that we buy licenses for our rights? And then they tell us, they don't need search warrants. They've got probable cause. But that Fourth Amendment says they must take that probable cause to a magistrate based on an oath or affidavit and get a warrant.
Based on an oath and affirmation that they have evidence. They have to be willing to swear under their oath that they have evidence, and if it backfires, then charges can be brought against them.
Yes, but that doesn't happen anymore.
Well, the issue is, and I think the thing that congeals things for a lot of people and can strengthen our form, you know, we have a rare thing, this American culture. And unfortunately, the shot that was heard around the world was really cut short with the second shot heard around the world, which, you know, you could say was the Whiskey Rebellion or at the very least the Civil War. But we need to recognize, and I am encouraged that people from all aspects of the political spectrum, because of the Internet and because of 911, are starting to recognize the value of the Bill of Rights. I mean, we have human rights that exist just because they exist. They predate any government. They can't be taken away. And that concept has to be shared with everyone far and wide. And the consequences of those truths need to be held. You know, we need to hold people's feet to the fire. I think that one of the bad things about pointing out scapegoating, if you will, and pointing at all the problems being related to a handful of Khazars or a handful of little green men from Mars, is the fact that while that's going on, their counterparts on the other side of the pond, the people who are in a group like Brown and Harriman, the Skull and Bones boys, and some of these other people, they're laughing all the way to the bank while they use one another for their various purposes back and forth.
And use us and our tax dollars, too, for their purposes.
Well, exactly. And so to say that any one person is responsible for all this mayhem, see, the danger is when the proverbial finally hits the fan, you know, people may be tricked into thinking all the problems reside in some place like Jerusalem or Paris, France, or London, England, you know, or resides with the crown and the royal families of Europe. In my opinion, tyranny is in the interest of those kinds of people for the most part, but freedom is in the interest of everyone everywhere, and we're going to have to make a decision as people what we want. We're
That's
really going to have
getting the people together to make a decision without the newspapers and the television helping to cultivate the end conclusion of that.
Well, the newspapers
that is a
and
big
the television
problem.
Are... The newspapers and the television are gone. The only thing we have is the Internet and a little bit of Internet radio and some shortwave. That's about it.
Yep. Well, thank you very much for your call, sir.
Thank you, Jack.
Have a good one. Now, what he was talking about there about how 911 is, it is kind of important. And so much of what has been done here to bring history to the brink of this disaster has been done through false flag operations. We can expect more terrorism disasters. When they occur, note that the legislation that is passed in response, that you can be certain that the new laws will curtail the Bill of Rights that were supposed to be unalienable. Investigate, and you'll find out that the new laws were in the works before the incident occurred. Now, just such an operation was exposed on the popular television program 2020 that was aired on June 21st of the year 2002. It covers a story that was previously reported by a Jewish newspaper called The Forward. It covered those Middle Eastern-looking guys that were caught videotaping the first World Trade Center in abject glee. They were dancing on their top of their white van and punctuating the moment with high fives. There was a woman who looked out her window after a friend called about 911 and noticed their activity. So she called the police and gave them the license plate number. And later that afternoon, the van was stopped at the tunnel and all the occupants were detained. All five were carrying the infamous box cutters of the day. Between the five of them, there were 10 passports. That's illegal. One man had $4,700 packed into a sock. They did look Middle Eastern, and it appeared that the Arab terrorists who brought down the World Trade Center buildings had been captured. The only problem was that each of these, quote, Arab terrorists had an Israeli passport and one European passport. two of them had identification that showed that they were Mossad agents. That's the secret police from Israel. All were veterans of the Israeli army, and the Kurtzberg brothers thought that the World Trade Center collapse was a good thing until their captors expressed some displeasure. Then they explained, well, that's only because America would now understand that what they've been going through all along. The Kurtzberg brothers, Paul and Sivan, as well as their associates, Oded Elnut and Omer Gabriel Marmari and Yaron Shmuel, must have known at that time that the incident was to be blamed on Arabs for America to understand Israeli plight. But that theory was not paraded out until the very next day. Now, they'd been working for an Israeli-based moving company owned by one Dominic Sutter. Urban Moving Systems moved out overnight, and little trace of their prior operation was left behind. The FBI and the CIA turned the suspects over to immigration, which deported them, and now the feds are trying to dispel the rumor that Israel might have been involved in a false flag operation to entice the U.S. to wage war against their enemy. We'll be right back. Got a quick break coming up.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633, on the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
Welcome back to the last segment of our program. We were talking about those Middle Eastern-looking guys who were caught high-fiving and dancing on their vehicle, enjoying the destruction of the World Trade Center, and finding out that two of them had Mossad papers on them that showed that they were part of Israeli secret police. And the Mossad's real name is Hamasad Labrithon Li Trafikudim Bahyudim. That means the Institute for Security and Special Operations. And their motto is, and I quote, "By deceit shalt thou wage war," end of quote. That that motto is taken seriously and implemented ruthlessly. We have a call coming in from Byron of Georgia. Byron, would you please go ahead?
Yes. How you doing this evening, sir?
Just fine, sir. Go. Get
yes.
right into it.
Yes, sir. I would like to make a comment pertaining to the Federal Reserve Bank. The Federal Reserve Act of 1913 is what pretty much destroyed our country as well as the country's economy. To me, sir, when we allowed the international bankers to inject a poisonous venom into our economy, we see a backlash that is taking place in America. And I would like to have your opinion on that as well, sir.
Well, sure. That money is the big trick by which they run us. And by you can understand almost intuitively that it would be better to be the one printing money than it would be the one to work for it like you and I have to.
Yes.
You know, those who can print money can buy people that are loyal to them.
Uh-huh.
They can finance just about anything they want.
Right.
And the way it works is they pay, I think it's 4 cents for a bill.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter if it's a dollar bill or it's a $100 bill.
Yes.
And they then turn around and put it into circulation. And it has to do with the Federal Trust that was created after the bankruptcy of our United States of America in 1934, I believe it was.
Yes.
But you're right. It's all done through the money.
Yes, it is.
And if we had that kind of money, we could be building bigger newspapers and bigger radio stations so that the Republic Broadcasting could really shoot out over America and wake up more of the people who are really literally asleep.
Yes.
Did you have anything else?
Yes, sir. I would like to ask you, sir. I've been searching and I've been looking. I'd like to know what information do you have on the war of 1967?
Well,
basically, I would like to know what was the cause of that war. I know Israel was highly involved, and at the same time, basically, I want to know who were the ones behind the scenes to have this war started.
It was the Mossad of Israel.
Okay.
They're the one who went over and did it.
Uh-huh.
And it was our ship, the Liberty, which was an electronic spy ship that was in the area that was attacked by Israel for 2 hours, killing 34 people and wounding 174, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
And our government covered it up for them.
Right.
Now, we were flying our American flag, so it could not be that they didn't know who they were attacking.
Yes.
At first, they tried to blame it on the Arabs, but the Arabs didn't have any airplanes like that. They didn't have those kind of gunships.
Okay.
They didn't have any helicopters.
Wow. Sir, you answered my question.
I think we're right wrapped up. I think you got the last word for today.
Yes. Thank you.
Take care, Myron. Sorry,
okay.
Sorry, Mick. We didn't get to everybody. God bless. And good night. For the red, white, and blue, we must take America back. We must take America back. It's true.